Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and let's talk today about career and job opportunities and technology. Let's talk about in general, when people think about their strategy of what they want to do, what their dream job is, and I'm putting dream job in quotes, quite honestly, as I start talking to young people, and when I say young, I'm talking about those in their 20s. You know, what the net of what they're saying, they may be saying they want something that's fun and engaging and something that helps people. But when I start narrowing down what exactly they want to do, they want to do less and less work, but they want to make a lot of money doing less and less work. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, on the one end, I know as the older generations, they look down their nose at the younger generation. You know, they want to label that as lazy, but not necessarily. It's in some ways smart thinking. I want to do the minimum amount of work, but I want to maximize the money that I make. Now, what does that really look and feel like? And, you know, some people say that young people get that kind of mindset because they've grown up on the various videos where they're sitting on the video shoot and it's these rappers and singers and entertainers and they have all this money and bubbly and scantily clad women and the best looking men and everybody's dancing and having a great time. Well, the funny part of it is it takes work to shoot that video. Even the video, to make it look like that much fun all day long, it takes a lot of work. And anyone who's been on a video shoot knows that there's hours and hours and sometimes of sitting around and it could be hot, it could be cold, all sorts of things just to make it look like that much fun. So first of all, back up, don't believe the hype. That's all stage. What we say about reality TV, very little of it has anything to do with reality. That's what young people, first of all, have to establish. Now, like I said, I'm not going to just be down on the fact that you want to do very little work but make lots of money. The people who, let's look at that make a lot of money. If they're not working hard with their hands, they're working hard strategically. How they think, how they plan things out. They have a plan and they're working that plan. So it's either working hard with your hands or working hard with your head. So that's one of the things that we talk about in STEM education, is it's about the critical thinking, the analytical thinking, system thinking. We want you to get and understand about problem solving and creating solutions. The person who can create the solution and make other people's life easier, those people like to give you money. That's how people make money. They're solving a problem. So a lot of you, when we're talking about careers in STEM, even the words career or job, makes, you know, some people cringe. They want it to feel like fun. Well, there's a solution to that as well. Because one of the things a lot of people know, when I introduce myself, I talk about having worked in the tech field for over 30 years, and I love what I do. I problem solve, and that's what the role of business analyst is, helping define the problem and finding the solution. But one of the ways I kept it fresh and fun is that I got to pick what industries I wanted to work in. I've worked in the lottery industry, and that was completely fascinating. Had to work a lot with software that kept people from defrauding the lottery system. So the one thing that was so interesting to me is I actually had to start thinking the way criminals think. I had to study cases where criminals had defrauded the system and trying to think ahead to avoid that from happening again. That type of problem solving and investigation and research, that was very engaging and exciting for me. That's why I said I love what I do. I was part detective. Sometimes when I then had to propose solutions and defend a case, sometimes I felt like I was a part lawyer. So I got to wear a lot of different hats. A presenter, and then over time I became a guru in certain areas because I had studied and learned and acquired a lot of knowledge on particular areas. So it kept it very fresh and exciting for me. The other thing, like I said, that was just the Lottery Corporation. I worked for the Center of Disease Control. That was interesting, working with doctors and people in the lab and understanding epidemics and pandemics and that type of thing, how the organization would react in the case of some type of global outbreak. It's not just on TV. This is a real organization that's what they do. They're always planning and thinking about that. So that was interesting to me. Then I went over to the airline industry. Airline industry, fascinating. I love to travel, but it was so interesting to see what are their algorithms and rules and governance for keeping us all safe up in the air, making sure planes don't crash into each other. So with that said, again, I went to different industries. I often, and if you've followed the show, you've heard me talk about the young man, Derek, who we introduced him into project management and business analysis, and he took to it. He originally saw himself going into politics. Well, in some ways, he is dealing with politics and has to lobby for projects and get projects approved and working with people's different personality types to get them to, work together as a team to help create the right software. And then the other thing that he was able to do is to find an industry that interests him. And it was none other than sports, the NBA. And so he's working on the mobile app for the NBA. So you see, there are so many specialty niches. And literally, I've told people, if you tell me what your interests are, I can tell you a niche or an area you can pursue in STEM. Whether it's technology or not, it could be engineering, arts, math, whatever. I can find you an area across STEM. So it's just a matter of what is your interest, and then from there, what area of STEM might appeal to you, what area of that problem solving appeals to you. The other great thing about STEM and STEAM, let's talk about the art part, the A in STEAM, and that has to do with the art design in particular, because even art anymore is very highly technical and uses computer-aided systems in order to create it, and so that's why we talk about art design. But it takes that artistic eye, the artist understanding the rules of art and design in order to create everything from the movies that we watch and all those special effects, which are generated by computer, and or animation, and or all of the gaming components. So there is definitely a place, whether what I call your right brain or left brain, whether you're that technical, analytical system thinker or right brain, creative, expressive, that touch and feel type person. Both types of resources are needed in this STEM arena. And then let's break it down to, again, things that you might think are a hobby, those could turn into real lucrative careers. So if you like sports, think about all the things that have to be designed and engineered and created, the equipment to even understanding the science behind people's body types and body structures, what makes a great athlete, what type of exercises to cultivate those great qualities and super athletes. that's one thing. Even the dietary needs, that is a aspect of food science that I talked about in a previous episode. That's just sports. Let's take music. Music, the headphones you use, the equipment, the soundboards. Now everything's going electronic. You can have a whole studio on your computer. You have to learn those programs, but someone has to write those programs. That's another area, understanding and cultivating that. The science behind microphones, the science behind all of the various equipment. Again, musicians use the instruments. So, again, there are so many niches, and I think that that's probably the one thing I just really want to leave you with, is that there are hundreds of niches. Now, if you want to be the one that does the least work and make the most amount of money, what do you have to do? You have to be the best at your craft. You have to understand the hardware, the software. You have to really immerse and be committed. And a little bit of homework and commitment up front could mean a lifelong career of dividends. The other piece of that's so important is when you enjoy what you do, it never feels like work. When you're passionate about something. So the homework starts with just doing your research to find what is that spark that you need that motivates you. And if nothing else, start by asking the question, what do I want to do to help others? Because in helping others, whether it's creating a service or a product, that is what defining your purpose is. We're here to help others. So once you know that what you're doing is helping others, is changing the world, you'll start to feel that spark. And before you know it, that spark turns into a flame. And you'll find yourself, like I sometimes, I can't sleep because I'm so full of ideas and what to do next and wanting to get things launched and going and get it to the public and start seeing people reap the benefits. That's how you find your purpose. And once you find your purpose, once you find and enjoy what you do, let's go full circle. You'll never work a day in your life. So I hope you find that inspiring to go do a little research, and feel free to take me up on my challenge. Email me at technologyexpresso@gmail.com and tell me what your interests, your hobbies are, and I'll help point you in the right direction to start doing your research and discovery on a career that sparks your passion. Thanks again for listening and supporting technologyexpresso.com.net.org. Please stay in touch, share with your friends, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch. Stand by for our talent of the day, our newest rap entry and rap artist to our contest. If you have a rap or a poem that you'd like to share related to STEM, we'll put you on the air. For more information, just send an email to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for now.
We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. Yeah, get on your feet right now and start stumping for steam. Learn more so you can earn more, come on and join the team. Learn about inventing stuff to make some money, not renting stuff and spending money. counting money, invest money, multiply money. You can make this money, work hard and get the fundamentals. Spend the rest of your life living continental. Math is the key to it all. Get educated, that's plain and simple. Science, technology, engineering, and math. Let's stump it out. Get to stumping and jumping for steam. Everybody scream, now peace out. We are stumping for steam. Stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam. Come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam. Stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam. Come be a part of our team. Yeah.